Next item is the land transaction decision. Dan Budd, a real estate section manager. I think you've got a proposal for us that doesn't create a lot of storm and drong.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, for the record, my name is Dan Budd. I'm the Real Estate Services Section Manager.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, I'm Dennis Beach, Regional Director of Ottawa Beef Freight.
On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the purchase of a 24.83-acre property for public fishing and boating access. The property is located in Chelan County on the Wenatchee River near the community of Dryden. The Shasta Creek flows along the northern border of the property. The property is currently owned by the Washington State Department of Transportation. The 2012 legislature directed DOT to transfer the property to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The purchase of this property has been evaluated and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. This action addresses the goal of providing access to fish and wildlife resources. This property is located at the Dryden Dam, which crosses the Wenatchee River. The site provides a critical portage around the dam for drift boats and river rafts. The portage provides public boating access to many miles of the Wenatchee River, both upstream and down. The property's creek and river frontage provide riparian and in-stream habitat that benefits listed salmonids, including endangered Upper Columbia River Spring Chinook and Upper Columbia River Steelhead. Coho and Lake Wenatchee Sockeye are also present. New spring Chinook fisheries are soon anticipated on the Wenatchee River and will occur simultaneously with peak rafter use. Lack of adequate facilities to serve all users will result in conflicts. Future development plans include ADA accessible restrooms, concrete plank ramps, and paved parking. This project enjoys strong local and community support, and information about the project has been shared with Chelan County Commissioners. Funding for this purchase has been provided in the state's capital budget under the Jobs Now Act. The purchase price of $251,000 has been set through appraisal by the Washington State Department of Transportation and reflects a reduction in price of $297,000 due to the estimated cleanup cost of lead shot contamination. The department has received a commitment of up to $500,000 from the Washington State Department of Ecology's Clean Sites Initiative Program to address the lead shot contamination. Based on survey work, the department believes this will adequately address the issue. Operation and maintenance is estimated at $20,000 annually to control weeds, litter, and will be provided in part by the Discovery Pass. Maintenance will be provided by the Region 2 South Access Management Team. The department will also receive assistance with sanitary facilities from whitewater rafters. The department recommends the commission approve the land transaction as presented, and I'd be happy to address any questions and then yield to public comment.
Okay. Commissioner Perry.
Thank you. Looking at the map on page 2C, detailed map, it doesn't appear that the property goes to the water. Is that an error in the map, or what's the situation there?
It would be an error in the map, Commissioner. Some of the scale we draw these to, we're creating these in some software that's not as exact as it should be, and it does go all the way to the water. This map shows where the development of it is, but you can see the infrastructure along the shoreline is operated there as a diversion dam, and there is an easement for that to be located there and operated there. We will, that's got a chain link fence. We will not be operating that portion of it.
Could you expand on the contamination problem there? You said lead shot. Is that the extent of the contamination, or is there DDT and so forth present on the site relative to orchard operation and that sort of thing?
Actually, there is a little bit. This map doesn't really show it, but off to the left, there's the Dryden Gun Club. So the contamination is from lead shot from the gun club over a number of years. So that's the major contamination issue. There is one small spot of orchard and stuff. Off that major gunshot contamination, lead contamination, which is over here. There's one very small contaminated area there that's going to be minor.
Is there any significant wildlife habitat on this area that would be useful for recreation or sustainability of species?
Yeah, it's Commissioner, it's a former DOT gravel pit, so it's pretty much gravel. However, I will say that hopefully you can hear me when I move from this.
So the northern edge of the property is Peshatsky Creek. And so our next step after we should approve the acquisition is to go in there and take a look at the sand recovery project because it's a stream. So there's an opportunity to do some meandering and improve that tributary for the salmon stealing.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think part of my question was answered, but is there anything that can be done with the upland side of this with any type of replanting of vegetation that would be compatible with any type of upland species of interest?
Certainly, we would take a look at that. The first and foremost reason for acquiring this property is public access to the river. The second is going to be for salmon recovery project down the Peshastin. And then after all that's through, then we'll take a look at what's left over and do what we can to improve the habitat.
Thank you.
Commissioner Schmidt.
Thank you, Chair. Just a note, and Regional Director just said it, how critical this property is for public access. You see that little white bar going out extending in the river in the lower corner there of the property? That's actually a dam. And so the thousands, and literally this is true, thousands of people that float that river, they have to portage around that dam. Many of them will park there and take out. And there's a seasonality aspect to this, too. Is during the spring and midsummer, it's recreational rafters, and in the very early spring and the fall, it's a fisher. So it's a nice combination. One of the points I was looking for, and I'm pleased to see, is the $20,000, which is a little more than we normally see, but you actually have sanitary facilities provided, and so I'm pleased that we're covering that. And then I did add up. The property is $251,000 is the price, but then you have the $297,000 for the restoration for the lead shot. So the overall price is somewhere in the neighborhood of $550,000. But we have covered the $297,000 can be covered up to $500,000. So we're more than secure in the funding for this, and that's part of the question.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm always not thrilled to see more impervious surfaces on wildlife lands. Maybe it makes sense here because of the high volume of car traffic, but I would just say just more of a a concern raised about, do we really have to pave it as opposed to keep gravel there or something? And I don't really know the site, so that's just more of a rhetorical question. The main comment I wanted to make was around the lead shot. In the write-up, it doesn't talk about whether or not the trap and skeet shooting club is still in effect. And if so, with all the lead that's flying over, is that a public safety issue? That's my first question.
Okay, that's a good question. The since we're not owners, well, let me start. I've been working on acquiring this property since 2004, and I won't bore you with a long and tangled history of that. But DOT, we asked DOT to approach the once we realized there's a lead contamination. About 4 or 5 years ago, we asked the DOT to approach the property and asked them to cease shooting in the direction of the property. My understanding, they've done that. Once we acquire the property, I would plan on sending them a letter and getting confirmation, putting them on notice that we can't have any more lead shot coming onto our property, especially if we're going to be spending public dollars to clean it up. So,
or steel shot or alternate shot. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, projectiles coming down out of the sky where people are getting out of their cars, it just doesn't sound like the right answer, lead or non-lead.
You're correct.
A couple of years back, when we were looking at the capital budget proposals, we got a proposal from the department to request $1 million to put in a shooting range or shooting opportunities on the Wenas. And I had a lot of concerns about that. And this is a good example about what happens when you have a extended shooting operation. You do build up lead unless we have clear rules to say non-toxic shot has to be used. You know, you look at the price of $297 for the cleanup of this one small area, and it just, to me, you know, reinforces my concern about our continued use of lead as shot, not only from an environmental safety perspective, which is what we're dealing with here, but also from a human consumption perspective as we look at how lead breaks into many small pieces as it goes into a large game animal. And not expecting to have some challenges of not eating lead. But I'll stop there on my editorial comments.
Okay. Other comments? I think we're Commissioner Duvia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is more of a suggestion than it is a comment. Gravel pits are in quite short supply in a lot of places, and I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a private-public relationship that you could get, and you could get quite a bit of that surface removed for next to nothing, and we might even make money on the project. So I'd like you to, you know, at least take that in consideration, look at it.
This is Dennis Beach. So I probably mischaracterized that. There may have been some gravel removed from that site years ago. Over the last decade, it's just been a gravel. It's a storage site for DOT. It's used it for storage. And so there's actually no more. It's flat. Yeah, to take it down anymore, you're going to be down into the water tables.
Okay. Has anyone signed up for public input on this? No one has signed up. Then I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Duvia.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the proposed land transaction as proposed.
Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the proposed land transaction as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, we're a little bit behind schedule. So let's come back at 1 o'clock. We're having a Habitat Committee meeting.
Where is that?
Director's Conference Room. The rest of you go off and have lunch.